This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, hour number two. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio on this Monday. Man, things are going quickly. It's almost Halloween. Before you know it, we're into November. Football season deep. Both college and pros. World Series upon us. NBA season underway. All good. Of course, need to know what it takes for home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. That's our studio where Teague and I hang out every single day, the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Hopefully, you guys had a great weekend. I was telling Santa, I don't know if you heard me in my talk back button. This was hysterical.
I did. It's awesome.
You heard it?
That's awesome.
And it was a playoff game, too. So my son's soccer team had their first playoff game Saturday. And, of course, we come right from the football game, and we got rocked in football. The first real team. I mean, we got smoked in football. And we show up to the field. We had a away football game, home soccer. So we're on our turf field, and we show up. Coach shows up wearing the lasso outfit. Got the whistle. He's got the mustache. He's got the whole deal.
That is
for
great.
A playoff game.
That's fantastic.
Loosened all the kids up in case they were tense.
I love that.
3-0 win, by the way, by Team Arsenal.
Did any of them know?
No.
Get the reference? Of course not.
No, they didn't. All the parents did.
Yeah, it's great.
All the parents did. So. Hopefully everybody had an outstanding weekend. Things are starting to wind down. Most of the rec sports, you find out, like, I thought it would be the exact opposite. I thought that spring, because again, when you have kids, like, especially when you have a son, like, in my mind, I'm saying, all right, spring will be baseball.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how busy the fall would be. Like, the fall, I mean, of course, school starts up,
so that's the important thing, but man. Well, sometimes it depends on when soccer is. Because soccer, I guess it's always a fall sport.
One practice during the Oh, you mean during the seasonal or during the day? During the seasonal. It's during the fall. That's what it is. A lot going on. I mean, man, it is crazy. Samter, get ready, dude. That's different if you live in Manhattan. I mean, what do you do? I know it's different for you. You have different connections. But if you live in Manhattan, where do you play?
Randall's Island. Ugh. Everything is on Randall's Island.
And what it's a tan behind.
So basically you're driving 30 minutes for everything.
That's tough. Every sport, soccer, football, and baseball?
Everything. Wow. It's nothing like, hey, we're going to go around down the street. Yeah, we're going to go to... I guess when they're young, they go to Central Park, but it's not really organized.
Yeah, yeah, true. And you got to hope you can get the field.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody hanging out.
That's right.
All right. So, you did a game this weekend.
I did.
You did. You got to see a team that is beginning to flex a little bit.
I got to see a team get Buckeyes. Blown out of the water 54-7, which was ugly. But it was telling because it was Ohio State beating up Indiana. And the game actually might have gone differently if Jack Tuttle, who was the starting quarterback for the Indiana Hoosiers, didn't get knocked out of the game after he threw the touchdown to tie it. So 7-7, Tuttle gets, you know, drilled, throwing a touchdown pass to Peyton Hendershot, and he doesn't get up, and then he doesn't get back in the game. They became one-dimensional, and the route was on.
They were still going to get waxed.
Of course they were, but not by that much.
No, I agree with that.
He got destroyed. But the reason it was interesting is because this is the fourth game in a row that Ohio State has scored over 50 points. And last week... 2 weeks ago, I should say, against Maryland, they scored 66. Like, they are clicking on all cylinders. They have maybe the best trio in college football of wide receivers from, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Then you throw in Travion Henderson, who is a running back, who's a freshman, true freshman. He's been balling. And I bring all this up, BT, because early in the season, they did not play, the requisite guarantee bye game against some tiny, small school. They did play Akron and some other schools, but they didn't play their first big test was against Oregon in week two. And it's risky. We talked about it at the time. Mm-hmm. They ended up losing. They got blown out in that game on the ground. It was only a 7-point game, but they got destroyed on the ground in that game. And, you know, it looked like, Ohio State is, you know, they're out of this conversation. But the reality is, even the loss didn't knock them. Right, it left them in position because of Oregon's ranking to climb back in it. And now, after these five, you know, consecutive wins by an average of 40 plus points, they're right back in the conversation, number five in the AP poll. And it just tells me something about Ohio State. One, that they're not afraid of the challenge. But two, even if you take that challenge and you lose, you find something out about yourself because of how bad they played defensively. It forced them to make a change. So Kerry Coombs, we saw his video right when this happened, their defensive coordinator, he was relieved of his duties. Matt Barnes, their secondary coach, now calling plays, and they changed. They're not playing as much man. They're playing some more zone. But if they hadn't gotten beat by Oregon, they'd probably be doing the same thing. Like, hey, we're great, man. We're beating up on the, you know, the Indianas and the Marylands and the XYZs of the world. We're beating up those teams. We don't got to change anything. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they get into the college football playoff or a tight Big Ten game, say against Michigan or Michigan State. Michigan State in particular, because Kenneth Walker III has been so great on the ground. And they just get blown out, right, late in the season as opposed to early in the season. And so I think playing these tough games early are so important for some of these college football playoff contending schools, because it shows you what you're good at and what you need to work on.
I love it. But the reason why, you know, and listen, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but the reason why schools are at times reluctant to do it, you know, you have one, I'm not quite ready to start the season loss.
Yeah.
And then one, maybe your quarterback's banged up, your star wide receiver's out, weather, like you can lose two games and your season's completely shot.
That's right.
I agree with you fundamentally. Like, we benefit as fans, that's why when this goes from four teams to however many,
yeah,
you know, you won't be quite as reluctant to schedule that big time out of conference game in week one,
yes,
or in week zero,
yeah,
or maybe week one, because
one or two, it doesn't matter,
yeah, because you'll have a chance to recover. There's just much more margin for error. See, but here's a couple things I take away, and then I have a question for you. Now, the weekend is a snapshot. I wasn't sure if Michigan would. We knew that they'd win.
Yeah.
But would they get into a muck fest with Northwestern?
Looking past, with
the Spartans up on deck coming up this week. Props to Harbaugh's team. They look good, 33-7. Now, yep, Northwestern's not good, but Michigan didn't trip up. Give them props there. Now, this is a little misleading. If you didn't see any of the game, you say, wow, Cincinnati only won by 7 points there against a bad Navy team who only has one win, which is true. They won 27-20, I think it was. But,
yep,
but Navy tacked on some cosmetic points at the end. But still, Cincinnati not overly impressive. Like, they didn't run, they didn't destroy them.
But Navy teams are historically tough.
But not this year, they're not.
I know,
that's
but I'm just saying.
They're not good this
I'm just
year,
saying,
Navy.
They're not good. I'm not saying that they keep it close. It's just a different style,
mm-hmm,
of football that they play.
I get you on
so
that.
So it just, like, you got to be careful.
But other teams have blown them out this year. Actually, almost every team has.
Yeah,
it's
true.
That's all. But you're not wrong. I mean, historically, that's why you really don't want to play, or that's why you would love to play Navy on the season opener,
yes,
rather than like week two, because you have all summer to get ready for theoretically a very different approach. Oklahoma was messing around with Kansas. I don't know what the hell was happening there. They finally came back and won.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Explain to me how Oregon can beat Ohio State, okay, and
lose to Stanford.
But only have one loss.
Yeah.
I get it. And be ranked behind Ohio State right now, which they are. Right now, Ohio State, I believe, is number six.
Five. Five in the AP.
Five. And Oregon is a few slots behind them.
Yes.
I understand, literally, that the one loss for Oregon was a less impressive slash more alarming loss than the one that the Buckeyes had,
yep,
against a top 25 team and now obviously a top 10 team,
yeah,
in Oregon. But that just seems fundamentally wrong. We played each other. We beat you. You're in front of us in the standings?
Yeah.
Can you explain this to me?
There are two slots in front of them, too, by the
way.
They're at seven, Oregon is, behind Michigan. Ohio State's at number five. I think it's all about the quality of your loss, right? And the AP doesn't usually do this. I think the college football playoff may look at it a little bit differently. But Oregon struggled as of late. They haven't looked great, even though they've won over the last couple of weeks. They haven't looked great after that Stanford loss. And so, you know, once the college football playoff comes around, which is November 2nd at 7 p.m. So a week.
That first Tuesday, right?
Yep, a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
Will be the first college football playoff ranking system. It'll be interesting to see where they put Oregon. It'll be interesting to see where they put Ohio State, especially because that will be after the Penn State game. Ohio State plays Penn State this weekend. If they take care of business, and Penn State looked terrible against Illinois, losing that game in 9 overtimes, which is frustrating and just annoying as hell to watch. But if Ohio State takes care of business, they're going to be in the top four. It just is what it is.
Unless you have two SEC teams. Well, hold on. You say that with great certainty.
Yeah.
If you have Georgia and Bama, and
Georgia,
you have
Bama, Cincinnati, Oklahoma. I think Ohio State, if Ohio State takes care of Penn State.
Gotcha. Which they will.
I think they're in over Oklahoma.
I would agree they should be.
In the initial college football playoff poll. Oklahoma has looked vulnerable.
I agree.
They obviously had a quarterback change. And, yes, this was Caleb Williams, only his second start. And he looked terrible in the first half against Kansas. And their defense just got taken advantage of. But I think Ohio State is the number one, I think now, scoring offense in football, college football. They're the number one total offense in football. Their defense has gotten much better since that Oregon game. And so I think we're going to have Georgia, Cincinnati, Alabama, and Ohio State if everybody takes care of business for the next 2 weeks.
And what makes
next
it,
week and a half, I should
I'm think. Sorry, T. What makes it probably most interesting is the whole Michigan-Michigan State dynamic.
Yes, yes.
That's where it really gets...
You're right. Michigan-Michigan State, that they're 6 and 8 respectively. Michigan at 6 in the AP poll. Whoever wins this game next week,
yep,
it's they're going to push up and probably stay right behind Ohio State, but I don't think they pass Ohio State.
I don't think that they should.
Yeah.
Unless...
A one-loss Ohio State team to Oregon versus an undefeated... I mean, it's gonna wash itself out because they all have to play each other. But
yeah, but I'm saying for like 1 week going into the initial rankings, because that matters where you start.
Where you start, no doubt about it.
What happens if Michigan or Michigan State wins convincingly against a fellow top 10 team, and it's, I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out here,
like 30-10,
yeah, like in the neighborhood of we came out of the tunnel and we smacked you.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
Can you then make? How do you not make a case then? At least
maybe,
and I think a strong one.
You probably can.
Team with no losses should be ranked ahead of Ohio State.
Would be 4. In the college football playoff poll.
Yeah, just in the yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that, but at the end of the day, it'll play itself out.
I know it will.
They have to play each other.
They're all playing each other,
right? And so I think it's just interesting to see how this thing plays out. We've always talked about the SEC and all the teams in the SEC that are viable. Really, there's two this year. It's Georgia and Alabama. There are 3 in the Big Ten, because it could be Ohio State, it could be Michigan, it could be Michigan State. Iowa excluded themselves with that bad loss to Purdue a week ago. But, I mean, there's still 4 teams from the Big Ten in the top 10 in the AP poll, which is saying a lot.
No question. But I don't have the confidence, independent of what happens this weekend with the Spartans and the Wolverines. Like, I can't say with great certainty that whomever wins that game will just, you know, continue to play flawless football the rest of the way and not get tripped up. Bama's not getting tripped up. Georgia's not getting tripped up.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's not getting tripped up. We'll see what happens with SMU at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And the Buckeyes aren't getting tripped up. Unless Michigan is for real and somehow, and I don't even see this coming, Michigan is able to beat them in the final regular season game of the year. Like, I know it's a cute story, and cute, that's not a fair characterization. It's a great story.
Cincinnati.
No, it's a great story that the Big Ten has this presence around the national championship. But
agreed.
In three weeks, it could change.
Well, no.
In two weeks, it could change.
It is going to change. And this is the problem with the imbalance in the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West. The Big Ten East has all the powers, at least currently right now. Iowa's the only one in the top 10 that still is that's viable, that's out of the Big Ten.
Iowa's still top 10?
Top 10 in the AP. They're 9.
Ugh.
I mean, they didn't get penalized for that horrific
Purdue beat them. I would have dropped them to like 15 out of principle.
I would have too.
That was ugly.
They're still hanging around, though. So this is as of October 24th.
Okay.
Iowa is 9. In the AP rankings.
And who's right behind him?
Ole Miss.
Okay.
Notre Dame is 11.
Notre Dame won this weekend, too.
And obviously Penn State fell all the way down to 20th after that stupid loss to Illinois. But, you know, I mean, so because of the Big Ten East, Ohio State or Michigan State or Michigan, like they're all gonna,
eat each other.
And yep, so somebody's gonna fall down out of the top 10 and not be viable. So yes, you're right. You're absolutely right, BT. It looks cute right now. It's a cool story that the Big Ten is playing for the college football playoff with these teams hanging around 5 to 8, really 9, 5 to 9 in the AP poll, but it's not gonna last. There's only going to be two left, maybe, in the top 10 when it's all said and done.
Let me ask you this real fast. Is the Heisman Trophy going to the Pitt Panthers facility? He's got a chance to win?
I mean, possibly. I mean, there's so many. C.J. Stroud could win it easily.
Yeah.
Pickle could.
From Cincinnati. You're talking about Ritter?
Ritter from Cincinnati. He could win it as well. Depending on how he plays going down the stretch. I hear my guy from Virginia starting to get some love for the Heisman Trophy, at least according to Virginia.
Okay.
Brennan Armstrong, who had 360-something yards and 4 touchdowns and then ran for 102 more this past weekend. They have a sneaky great game coming up. Nobody's going to pay attention to it because of all the things that are going on in the college football playoff, but Bronco Mendenhall is going back to Provo to play BYU this weekend.
That's a big deal for him.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a big game for UVA, even though it's outside of the ACC. It's just a big deal, emotional game. I'm sure it will be for Bronco. But Virginia's playing good as of late.
Yeah, they are.
5-2 on the season, and I think maybe 5-2 on the season, and they're – quarterback is Brennan Armstrong leading the nation in passing.
Is he? He's not a pro prospect, like a real.
I would have said no before the season, but when you've got 3,000 yards passing and we're 7 games in, maybe.
What about Pickett? What you see on film?
Pickett, yeah,
second, third round.
Yeah, he's big. He's like
he's slow. He looks slow running. He's slow, right?
You know who he reminds me of?
Wait, let me guess.
From last year's draft.
Oh, from last year, Mac? No. He's more dynamic than Mac. Mac's more accurate as well.
Yeah.
From last year's draft, Trask?
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
He feels exactly like that kind of player.
Okay.
Could be a good pro. Could just be a good backup. Who knows? But he's got talent.
6'3", 220.
Exactly.
Yeah. He looks like he runs about a 5 flat 40. He looks pretty slow. At least what I saw. He didn't turn the corner at all.
He can fling it, and he does not make mistakes.
Yeah.
Doesn't make mistakes.
I mean, if that's a vintage Clemson team, you probably are taking home the Heisman at that point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Clemson, they benched Uyunglele. DJ Uyunglele.
They needed to. No, you
said
right.
Close. Well,
you did.
Kind of.
Uyunglele.
DJ Uyunglele.
Lele.
You just lay down on the bench for a little bit, son. You're not getting the job done.
Who did they put in?
He's not that good.
They put in Fumich.
That's another name I just can't get yet.
We got to learn another name?
Yeah, it's Tio Fumichan, I think.
Okay.
He's from Connecticut, actually.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
Went to one of the private schools up in Connecticut. I said the same thing. I'm like, this kid's from Connecticut?
I would have thought he was from like the West Coast somewhere, maybe with... I don't know, like up in Oregon, California. I would not have thought Connecticut.
Yeah, Sam, so you got the pronouncer?
Well, here's how to spell it. First name is T-A-I-S-U-N.
Tison. They call him Tio, I think.
Okay.
Last name, P-H-O-M-M-A-C-H-A-N-H.
Fumichan? I'm not trying to be, Fumichan?
Oh, I haven't heard it, really.
Neither have I.
Yeah, see if you can find a pronouncer on it, Santa.
We're going to start hearing it because
DJ
Lele has been
bad. Dude.
He's not been good at all.
Doesn't throw like accurate balls.
50-something% in college.
Exactly.
That's
terrible. He's stationary.
Yep.
They thought he'd be a runner more, but he's not. Fumichan, is that what you got, Santa? Fumichan.
Santa's already moved on.
He's already moved on
to the World Series, which is what we're moving on to coming up next. You can have fun with pronunciations for a team that is going nowhere this year. We don't say any, take any shots at Clemson.
No,
a great program. They just had a big step back, and we'll see if they can reset this offseason here. But,
quarterback matters.
Yes, it does. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. The Braves, fewest wins in the regular season, 88. First time back in the World Series since 99 when our Yankees thumped them. Can they actually finish the job here? Can the Braves win the World Series? We'll talk about that. The Astros, that is a team that is never dead. I know the TV executives don't love the matchup from a baseball point of view. This would be a good matchup, though. We'll get to that coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Tiki and Tierney. Sunday, you're going to get some good action. The NFL on CBS. Some nice divisional rivalries. The Steelers step into Cleveland. They'll battle the Browns. And the Dolphins take on the Bills. Get set for all the action. Begins with the NFL today at noon Eastern on Halloween, 9 a.m. Pacific. This Sunday, the NFL is on CBS. All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. Inbounds, out of bounds coming up next segment. Next hour, rookie coaches having a rough go of it around the NFL. And Tiki and I will have a conversation about, you know, because we talk about quarterbacks. Like, where are the signs with young quarterbacks? Oh, this team drafted the right guy. Like, you knew right away, Herbert, Burrow, they hit it. You know, early on, there were issues. Well, maybe Miami didn't. Well, they certainly drafted the wrong guy by not taking Herbert. But Miami, I don't know if Tua is the right guy. Like, we talk a lot about quarterbacks and what they put out there early. And it's pretty easy to get a sense and get, I think, majority alignment with that. What's a little tougher, and I'm looking forward to this conversation coming up at 5 Eastern, is the teams that hired new coaches, what are the signs that they made the right choice of coach?
Yeah.
We'll have that coming up. A lot of different situations from Campbell airing out the book yesterday and trying to get wacky with onsides and fake punts and everything, going for it on fourth down all the time. And the Jets, you know, the exact opposite end of the spectrum, getting absolutely blasted and bludgeoned after a bye week. So we'll talk about that. All right, you know, one thing I never get wrapped up in, because I don't own a network. If I did, I'm sure I'd care. If I did, but since I don't, I don't. I mean, when you hear this in the NBA, oh, God, back in the Spurs, even though the Spurs were terrific, but the Spurs are going to really bring down the ratings. Oh, God, Spurs. Now you're getting that for the World Series.
Oh, really?
Of course, given the possibilities, you could have had Boston and the Dodgers.
Yeah, but the Braves are...
Boston and L.A.?
So,
you know, you're thinking about talent. I'm talking about ratings.
I'm not even talking about talent. I'm talking about the Braves. You know, I grew up a Braves fan, even though I'm from Virginia.
Dale Murphy.
Because it's Dale Murphy's and Glenn Hubbard's of the world.
Glenn Hubbard.
Serious.
He was rocking that 80s. That is a prototypical 80s beard.
Totally.
That was thick, and it looked like he just came out of the wilderness, Glenn Hubbard,
exactly.
Playing second
base.
It's
like a COVID beard the guys try to rock
these
days.
Yeah, funny. Yeah, Bob Horner.
So I would think because of TBS, and they all they did was air base, Braves games across the country.
Absolutely. There's well, I didn't get them in New York. I didn't have TBS.
Well, of course you didn't get them in New York. I mean, they're not letting TBS in that market.
I get TBS now. I got TBS 20 years ago. We just didn't have cable.
We had
HBO, and that was pretty much it.
I feel like it was.
But I watch the Braves when I go to Florida every year to visit my relatives.
Yeah. The Braves were always on, by the way. That's the reason I bring it up. Braves were always on.
Same with the Cubs and WGN.
Like everywhere.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, and except my house.
And then, yeah, exactly.
That's the outlier.
But then they had that run, you know, in the 90s where they were just...
Terrific.
They just won. They won the division every year.
But they underperformed.
They won one.
That's right.
Out of what, nine? How many was it?
Who knows?
I want to say it was seven or at least seven.
For all the divisional titles, they've got the one championship.
That's right.
And all the Hall of Famers, all the transcendent players, and the great manager as well.
And so the question I'm asking you now to toss it back, are they a national team?
Like, no, the Braves aren't a national
Nationally,
team.
People don't know them. Even though there's an age of...
Nope.
Of people about my age and maybe even a little bit younger.
Yep.
They grew. All they did was see the Braves all the time.
Absolutely not a national team.
That's interesting.
No, the Cubs are a far more national team. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I said the Cubs, I believe, right?
Yeah, the Cubs because of WGN, right? That was everywhere, too.
Yeah, that I actually had. I don't know why I got that, not TBS back in the day. But and I mean when I was young. Mm-hmm. I don't mean when I was like, you know, 15 or something.
I mean when I was young. I remember watching the Cubs too, but the Braves just seemed closer or cooler.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I mean listen, the Cubs weren't very good. Also, they had the great year when they got Sutcliffe when they traded for Rick Sutcliffe, and I think Rick finished 16-1 that year.
Yeah.
And they had a real chance to win the World Series, but that Braves team, they were, and I'm talking about before Maddux and those guys. That team was it had a little. You know what? It had a little bit of a national feel because it wasn't that far removed from Hank Aaron.
Yes.
Then.
Yes. Then.
Hank blasts the home run record,
that's
number
right.
715. He's wearing Braves.
That's
there
right.
in Atlanta.
That's right.
And, you know, and then, of course, you go into the early 80s and you have Dale Murphy who wins back-to-back MVPs. But then things change.
And then they get
Then they rise again.
Get to the World Series.
But it coincided with the Yankees' dominance.
Yeah, that's true.
Yankees beat them. We swept them in 99.
Do you think it would be a different story for the Braves nationally if Acuna was still... in the lineup? I mean, because think about how nationally prominent he was at the beginning of this season.
I get it. Him and Tatis, like, that energy, undeniable.
Every
Guerrero.
Day,
yep.
you were seeing something about Ronald Acuna.
Oh, my God.
And then he gets hurt, and then I don't want to say they became an afterthought because that's just disrespectful for a team that's in the World Series right now, but I honestly didn't think much about the Braves.
Neither did I.
You know, until
no, neither did I.
And really, it was because they weren't even a sitting atop the East, the AL East. They were just kind of... like sitting there in the middle somewhere, you know, behind the Nationals, behind the...
Well, because you know what happened. Let me tell you what happened. The Mets early on played amazingly.
That's right.
The Mets played good baseball
That's right.
early.
You were talking about the Mets and the Nationals.
Yep. And then everything fell apart. And then once the Mets fell apart, we kind of realized the division wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And we focused on the Giants story
yep.
and the Dodgers and the Tatis energy
right.
and the Padres, who were playing very good baseball
the
for
White,
a while.
The White Sox.
No, I'm talking about just in the NL.
In the West, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
right.
in the
yeah,
NL.
Yeah.
Like, why were the Braves kind of ignored? Well, they were kind of ignored because they really weren't a juicy story. You know, my thing about the Braves and, you know, the juice and listen, Freddie Freeman's got a national profile. Acuna does. Austin Riley's starting to get that. We know Charlie Morton from his Braves days. He's pitching tomorrow, I think, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a good manager who's been there now for a couple of years. They have good players, clearly. They don't have anybody outside of Acuna and maybe, but I can't, you know, I love Freeman as a former first base. I can't even give Fred this. Like, you're not running out to buy a Fred Freeman jersey.
Yeah.
You just not.
Yeah. He's great, though, but
I know
what you're saying.
Good player, but he's not a Trout or a Machado or a Tatis or a Guerrero or a Judge or any of those. Even an Anderson from the White Sox has, I think, a different energy, a different presence. Altuve, Correa, mm-hmm. Seager. I mean, Bellinger, when he's healthy and playing well, there's just a lot of – it's different. So what I'm saying in a roundabout way is I don't care about the ratings. Because it's not my network to worry about, all right? But this World Series could be really special,
mm-hmm.
especially if the Braves are able to win the first game. Because the one thing we know about the Astros, no matter what we say about them, and no matter how compromised they seem to be, forget about the cheating stuff, but just when you think that they're on death's doorsteps, so to speak, they come out with these incredibly clutch hits,
yep.
and they're just, like, you got to kill them eight times,
yeah.
you know? And if the Braves could win the first game, I think we get at least a six game, maybe a seven game series, and that's all you could ask for.
Yeah, and Dusty Baker on the other side, just he levels it. I say this every time we talk about the Astros and why they're somewhat of a redemption story because of the scandal, which made everybody hate them. But then they're right back here in the World Series, and it's like they're not. We know they're not cheating now. I mean, it'd be stupid to do it now. Yet they're still here. So you know that they have the talent. Not all of those guys are still here, and so much of it falls on the shoulders of Dusty Baker, who's been an unbelievable skip for them.
Great,
you know?
Baseball man, Dusty
great
Baker.
Baseball. 72 years old.
Love
been the manager of the year three times. I think he never has won as a manager. He did win as a player with the Dodgers back.
He was there in with the Giants
in 81. No, I mean, I'm talking about as a player.
Oh, absolutely.
Winning a World Series. He only won one as a player.
That was when they 81, the Dodgers beat the Yankees.
That's right. But has not yet won one as a skip.
Been knocking for a while, too. He's been knocking. Right. Remember that 02 World Series with the Giants and the Angels, the Rowdy Monkey. Remember the Angels, yeah. Rowdy Monkey? That's when Dusty's son had to get saved at home plate by JT Stone. Dusty's son is like 23 now.
He was such a cute moment. He just grabbed him. I think he's in the minors with the Braves.
He might be. I think I saw something about that recently, and he's definitely a baseball player.
Yeah, where did
And by the way, Dusty, this is how long Dusty's been around baseball. I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty was on deck when Hank Aaron hit the home run.
Is that right?
Yeah. Dusty was in the on-deck circle.
Wow.
I mean, Dusty's baseball life is charmed, and he's earned it all. I love him. I used to have him on my show all the
Nationals,
time when I was doing local.
Yeah, he's in the Nationals. Darren. I read Darren, his three-year-old son, who was a bat boy at that 0-2 World Series, is now second baseman in the Nationals organization.
He just started out?
Yeah.
Did he go to college or did he go right from high school?
It doesn't say, but that's cool.
You're around the big league clubhouse. You got a jump start on not, you still have to have the talent, but
Said he went to Cal.
He went to Cal? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, he's obviously a great player. I would think that, you know, and by the way, Freeman 15th in jersey sales. Mm-hmm. A little higher than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it would be lower than that,
actually.
He's
been good for a long time.
I understand
And is that number, Samter, 15, is that like a recent tabulation? Because after being in the and it helps, you know what I mean? Like when your team is pushing into the postseason.
So this article is from October 4th, so it's still about 2 or 3 weeks old. But
yep.
Mookie Betts was first, Tatis second, Acuna, even though he was hurt, was third. Javi Baez, Kershaw, Bellinger, Judge, Seager.
Javi Baez?
Yeah.
You know why? Because he switched teams
and
you get that
Mets,
extra pop
two big
with the
markets
Mets.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
You get
makes
the extra
sense.
Pop.
That makes
Seager,
sense.
Otani was ninth. I'm surprised
Otani
he got low.
Was ninth?
Yeah. Arenado was 10.
Wow.
Harper, Rizzo, Trout, Machado, Freddie Freeman.
Okay. Not a lot of pitchers. You don't really buy pitchers' jerseys.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
DeGrom was 19th.
And he was the highest?
No, Kershaw. Think was fifth.
Okay. I mean, the one thing, just to wrap it up, I think we get a really good series. I mean, prediction, whatever. I mean,
it's impossible to predict.
It is what it is. Flip a coin. Who knows?
It's impossible to predict.
Hoping we get great baseball.
Yeah.
I think we will. But I do think while the Braves don't have that great national presence, what they'll have going for them is outside of the Houston market, everybody's rooting for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have people will be kind of jumping in like, hey, beat those cheaters. Like, you're going to have a different energy in terms of fandom to the series.
Yeah, this is why.
Which is cool.
This is why if you were Dusty Baker, you tell your entire squad, you know, however many they have up, turn off your social media for a week.
Like the young athletes going to listen to that.
I mean, you have to.
They're going to go LeBron unplug?
Unplug. What did he call it? Dark something mode. I forget what
it
is.
Yeah, something. There was a dark in there.
Yeah.
There was a dark in there.
Zero Dark 30.
That sounds
whatever.
It's also a movie. It sounds something like that. Ack, how you doing, Ack? You good?
I'm good. I'm going with the Braves.
Going with the Braves in what? Six or seven?
I'm going to go six. I like their pitching.
Yeah,
and
Morton's going tomorrow.
And Dusty's managed it very well.
He has. No surprise there. He knows his way around the dugout.
Even when he has to bullpen it, he still does it well.
That's right. Axe update is right now. Inbounds, out of bounds, and a former five-star stud dropping the depth chart, dropping down the depth chart. What's it mean for the player we'll hit? That's an inbounds, out of bounds after Axe update right now. Here he is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. We're going to get to Inbounds, Out of Bounds in a moment. Big third hour coming up after that. How do you know you hired the right coach? Early signs that your guy is going to bomb or your guy is going to be good. We'll talk about that. But right now, Home Depot, it's time for that. Doing more, fall savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Shop in-store or let savings come to you when you order online or use the Home Depot app. Home Depot, how doers get more done. Yesterday, I am contractually obligated to read this slop. And yesterday's 54-13 win over the Jets.
54-13.
This is about the Pats. Let me just do my job. William Patriots rookie quarterback Mac Jones was 24 out of 36, 307. A couple of touchdown passes, no picks, of course. He was also 11 for 11. Why wouldn't he be? For 137 yards on passes thrown in between the numbers. So that is the most attempts without an incompletion by any quarterback in the last two seasons.
Wow.
What a stat by a guy we knew was accurate, but that is terrific.
Also on my fantasy team, and I did not start him because I thought Pat Mahomes would have a day.
Instead, Derrick Henry threw more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes, which is ridiculous. All right, Teak, inbounds, out of bounds. We have a good menu. You ready to go?
I am.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right, what's wrong, and who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Panthers. They started the season 3-0, and that futures bet I made on them is not looking very good at all. But they've since lost four straight, including yesterday's ugly 25-3 drubbing by the previously inept Giants. Giants look good. Told you they would.
Giants are in second place in the NFC East.
Yeah, they are. Well, no, actually, they're not, though, because they're same record, but they lost to Washington. Yes, so they're actually in third place.
You're right.
Out of four teams. So I don't really know why you brought that to the table, buddy.
That's 2-5. One more win. They're going to mess around and win this weekend.
Higher than my team, that's for sure. Quarterback Sam Darnold struggled again with just 100. My former quarterback, just 111 yards, no touchdowns. Leading coach Matt Rule to bench the former third overall pick.
The last thing I want to do is embarrass somebody. And I know, because I know that this is going to be the story this week. But, you know, I really believe sometimes this is, you know, you go back to the olden days before all the pressure, you know, quarterbacks would sometimes sit for a little bit and have to come back. So, Sam will define who he is. You know what I mean? Like, this is up to him.
All right, T. During the skid here, last three games, Darnold's completed just 52% of his passes with 4.8 yards per attempt on the average. I mean, no McCaffrey, but, I mean, you still have a couple of Robbie Andersons. DJ Moore's pretty good. I mean, you got the kid you took from LSU, Terrence Marshall. I mean, come on. You have seen enough to say Darnold won't be an effective long-term NFL starting quarterback, in or out?
Yeah, inbounds, unless there is a perfect storm around him, meaning a great offensive line, a great running game, multiple wide receiving options, and a tight end. And there's not just many teams that have that. I like Sam Darnold a lot. I just think he's limited in his ability to his ceiling. So it's just the ceiling is low, and that's just that is what it is. You can win with
the
a guy
roof
like that.
Is the ceiling,
and it's low,
it's
close
low.
To the ground.
Yes, it is.
You can win with a guy like that, but I don't think it's a great long term solution. So
yeah, now you're starting to hear the rumblings. Well, they might make a move for Deshaun Watson, even though Deshaun's got the no trade deadline's coming up November 2. Obviously, he wants to go to Miami. That's where Watson wants to go, but Carolina's trying to get him as well. My answer is inbounds. I think I've seen enough of Sam. Now, I will say what I thought could get a little bit better, and it has not. You know, he's just got a very slow, mechanical delivery.
Yeah.
If you notice, the time from here to, like, here to here to here.
Yeah, and there's been guys that have had that before, but they have can't.
Like, Kerry
Collins had a slow delivery.
Yep.
But when it came out of his hand, and it was hurt, it was flying.
He threw heat. You've actually used that comparison before. It's a good one. And the game seems very fast for Sam still. You know, when he came up, and he, you know, because along the way, you look at his highlight reel, he's trucked a few people when he's running the ball. Denver last year, this year as well. And we say, well, that's a lot. Former, you know, he played linebacker in high school. But the fact that he played a lot of linebacker, it's coming out that he's not a very refined quarterback.
Yeah.
He's still the same. He has the same deficiencies now that he did at USC. I love the kid, but I don't see what I thought I saw early. Inbounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Zeke. Speaking of benching quarterbacks, former five-star recruit DJ Uiagalelei.
You said it right. Uiagalelei.
Was just 12 out of 25 for $1.28, two picks. Replaced briefly in the third after an ugly pick six. Came back later in the fourth quarter. After the game, Dabo said that his job is certainly not secure.
I think everything's under evaluation at this point. You know, at 4-3, where we are, everybody's got to show up running every single day. We just got to take it one day at a time. We'll go to practice, see who has the best practice, and figure out who's going to run out there first at every position. Again, do everything we can to try to find a way to win a game.
All right. So on the season, DJ's got just 4 touchdowns to 5 picks. He's hit on just 55% of his passes, which in college is alarmingly low, and averaging just 157 yards a game. He's a kid. He's not a pro, so I'm not going to judge him the way I would judge a pro, but it has been rough to watch. At this point, the Tigers should bench Uiagalelei and see what they have at quarterback elsewhere.
Yeah, old bridge.
Old bridge in the house, stand up.
Exactly. From Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Your time.
Tyson Fumichon. Yeah, get ready. You're gonna be playing a little bit more than previously.
Did AJ ever play against him in high school?
No, because it's a private school. AJ went to public school.
Gotcha.
So he played the public schools. I didn't even know this kid's name, Tyson Fumichon, but he was highly recruited.
Yep.
And a lot of people had a lot of high expectations. They did not think that he would ever play because DJ Uiagalelei had so much more hype than anybody else. But he looks bad. I saw one of his games earlier. BT did one of their games this year. He just against North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the guy.
Mm.
Maybe need some
transfer portal material.
I can't figure it, man.
They're gonna recruit over him. That's a given.
Yeah,
Clemson, Dabo. He's not gonna just keep running this.
Yeah, it's
situation
it's a QB,
out there every week.
It's a QBU in a sense.
Yep.
And he's not living up to the standards.
No,
so,
the baton has been dropped by him.
Inbounds.
Previous success was all 4 of them.
Good way to put it.
You know what I mean? Going back to Taj Boyd, we've talked about this a ton. We've had Taj on the show, and you know, Deshaun Watson, obviously Trevor Lawrence. I mean, it's been terrific, but he has definitely dropped the baton. You got to bench him. You have to. I mean, you're not winning anything of significance this year. Collect all the intel that you could possibly collect, and you go from there. But respectfully, the young man has not earned a lot more rope. He's just played poorly, and it's the bottom line business.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, so the Grizzlies get to the NBA. First week is just about the books. The Grizz dropped their first game of the season after Ja Morant missed a game-tying free throw with 2 seconds to go. Hit the first one, hit the second one, third one rattled out. Now, despite the miss, Ja dropped in 40. He had a 10 assists, 5 out of 7 from behind the arc. All right, in 3 games, he's averaging 35 a night. And he's raised his three-point percentage from 30 last year to 44 so far this year. So, in or out, we do believe Morant is set to join the conversation of elite players in the NBA this season.
I'm going to say inbounds. If you had said he's in the conversation, I would have said not yet because he hadn't proven it over an extended measure of body of work yet. And despite this loss, he was the most exciting player on the court last night. As you just detailing, BT, he kid is a baller. He's an athlete. He's smart. Good, has a great IQ. I mean, the things that he can do. He's not like Kyrie Irving, but he's dangerous off the dribble as well. So I'm going to say inbounds of this.
Kyrie looks like a point guard with the ball. Ja Morant looks like a shifty scat back football with the ball.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he just, when he turns, it's more powerful than Kyrie.
Yeah.
And he's still pretty lean. So that's why my answer is inbounds as well. He's going to put on more functional weight. He's a young man. He came from lower level of competition, as we know. Murray State kind of burst on the radar late. Listen, Damian Lillard played off the radar. A lot of stars have, obviously. But I think that he fully gets the game now, and more specifically, he embraced, unlike Ben Simmons, his biggest weakness this offseason, got us behind in the gym, and just chucked up hundreds upon thousands of shots every day, every week, and he refined that stroke. Now, he's not going to be 44%. That's a statistical outlier three games into the year, but last year he was 30%. You can't be a superstar in the modern NBA, at least a top-flight superstar, if you're 30% and you're a guard from downtown and you take a lot of shots.
Yeah.
So as long as the 44 doesn't go back down to 32, which I don't think it will, even if he's this year, at the end of the year, 35%. The league average about 37.5. That is a starting point and a recipe for really him being in the MVP consideration. Once they get around him, what they need to get around him, absolute franchise superstar. Ja Morant is terrific.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
You know, Tiki, the team they played, I mean, the Lakers.
They needed that win last
They needed
badly.
The win, but it's not even that impressive. So they're 1-2. You had Dwight Howard and AD bickering over the weekend, getting in each other's face. Like, you don't really see it that much. They were at each other's grills.
Yeah.
And then Carmelo, and good to see Carmelo have a bounce back throwback game, but you barely win a game, and you won it because Carmelo had 28 points. How many games do you think Carmelo's going to sniff 30 this year?
That one.
I don't think many.
That one.
Which is my point. Yeah. So you won the game, but that wasn't even that impressive.
No. You know, and the first two losses, I mean, I guess they were in it for a little bit against the Warriors, but in the inaugural game, but yeah. I mean, not really.
Not that, and following an 0-6 preseason.
Yeah, and they got beat up, too, in the game, too. Yeah, it's been ugly.
Yeah, not too good. LeBron is shooting.
Phoenix, they played in game 2.
Yes, LeBron is shooting an inordinate amount of threes, which is not what I'm looking for. I understand he's gotten a little bit better, and it's part of his game, but I don't know about those Lakers. We'll be following them for sure. And I don't know about those Nets either. I mean, the protest out there. We want Kyrie. I mean, downtown Brooklyn was kind of messy yesterday with that. And Kyrie's still nowhere to be seen. They should be 0-3 if they didn't somehow come back on the Sixers. So I don't think right now we're that special either. A lot of basketball stories developing. All right, rookie coaches in the NFL. You hire one halfway through year one. How do you know if you have the right guy? Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.